I wasn't expecting to be back this summer, but I got a fax about this time last year saying that someone else had dropped out and would I please jump in. And since my wife and I were going to be in Toronto last week anyway, we thought, well, in for a penny, in for a pound, Vancouver's a nice place to be the last week in July. I'm sure we can find something to talk about. And I suggested one or two nice, small, self-contained topics that you could easily do in a week, and was told firmly by the office that all of them were already taken. Someone else was doing something on them this summer school. So I said, okay, we'll just do Romans. And I said, Romans in a week? And I said, yeah, it's a great title. So there we are. That's what we're doing. So I have a sense of being about to start on quite a fascinating and quick tour through one of the greatest pieces of the New Testament. And as always, I do that with a certain amount of trepidation as well as excitement. And the thing to do with that kind of trepidation is to turn it into prayer. And so at the beginning of this course, as we shall do each day, let's just take a moment and pray for wisdom. Father, you have promised that if anyone lacks wisdom, they should ask you and it will be given. And we confess that, surrounded as we are by so much unwisdom and with so little wisdom in ourselves, we need your wisdom more than ever. And so we pray that by your Spirit, you will give us insight, understanding, courage to think new thoughts, appropriate words to express them. Above all, a vision of your truth, which will enable us not only to hear your word afresh, but also to live it out in our own generation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.